Blog Talk Radio.
You say I'm gangsta, the way that rude boy walk, now that things get the talking and body dim. You say I'm gangsta.
You say I'm gangsta.
The way that rude boy walk, now that things get to talking and body dim. When say I'm gangsta.
You say I'm gangsta.
Him say him a road boy, no mistake him for batty boy. Phone up your posse and I call him the real McCoy. Call him a gangster, no half stepping pon the faker. No half stepping pon the faker, him a reach out and blank ya. True gangster, no time and off the faker. Him not gangster, chop him some good before now bust him brain. Him a take with the same. We not same, I say. Him not wanna be, but him carry on. Him think some gangsta with a pistol. Carry on. Keep me vibe strong. Too much gangsta where me from. Where I from, some of them not come. One shot of the rum. One give me more rum. When me done, split in the air, I bun. One with your turn. Ya gangsta, you earn.
You say I'm gangsta. The way them rude boy walk, now that things get to talking and body dim. You say I'm gangsta. You say I'm gangsta. The way that rude boy walk, now that things get to talking and body dim. You say I'm gangsta.
Gangsta walking, gangsta talking, yeah, my gangsta on point. Gangsta stalking for the niggas who know the shit that I'm on. Ain't about that talking shit, come show me. No speed box drip, you about that sparking shit, let's blow it. I got some heat top trip, he think he gangsta with his crew. I see the y'all got guns, I'm more gangster than even you. Ain't got a touch, man, one. You say it's deep, well I'm prepared. I calculated the steps, so when you thinking you prepared, I hit your family with death. That's right, fuck with me, I'm gonna send it. Empty clips and replenish, overkill on you. Niggas when Ripple Phoenix is ripping intensively, how you care for bitch, that's what you want, in a coma hole and can't say shit, now you can't front, say it's blessing for these niggas, I was blessed with intuition, gotta lead it by example, let me smoke this intermission, fuck the small talk and barking, you niggas is lame, no at all talk and I'm sparking, the world of flame.
You say I'm gangsta, the way that rude boy walk, now that things get to talking and body dim, but say I'm gangsta. You say I'm gangsta. The way that rude boy walk, now that things get to talking and body dim. You say I'm gangsta.
They call it organized crime, but it's all about survival. I'm protecting what's mine, otherwise my rivals might conspire or connive against my rights. It all boils down to me trying to protect my life. My life bring a knife to a gunfight. So who's down to ride? Affiliated with nothing but gangsters by my side, and we are not afraid to die. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and ready to back up anything I ever say in a recording booth. The truth is, I could die alone, or I could die knowing that at least I had homies who had my back when the rest of the world was phony. When I look over my shoulder, see him standing right behind me, knowing I'm not ever lonely. Squad goes, that's just the way the mob goes. So when it's time to unload, let the gun smoke, leave them trails blazing, cause that's the way I was raised up. A certified, genuine, bona fide, truly glorified professional gangster.
The way that rude boy walk, now that things get to talking and body dim. But say I'm gangster. You say I'm gangsta. The way that rude boy walk, now that things get to talking and body dim. You say I'm gangsta.
Rude boy, I'm a gangsta, gangsta. Rude boy, I'm a gangsta. True boy, I'm a gangsta.
gangsta, gangsta.
Man, y'all already know this, the Mr. Baby, King 1033, South Sea, that's me, you did. This is Back to Business 65 right here on Chop On the Radio Network, man. Y'all already know, man, everything stay jerking. First up, man, shouts out to Famo Nation, man. Y'all already know how we coming, man. Big shouts out to the Chop On Radio Network team, man. Everybody that's rocking with us, man. Everybody that's tuning in, checking out the shows, man. Numbers have been going crazy here lately. We appreciate y'all from everybody that's calling in at 319-527-6057 or hitting that link, man, and tuning in online. Y'all some real ones, you dig? So big shout out. Big shout out to Her Life, Her Right Publishing Company, man. If you an author, you looking into getting in your books, rappers, man, artists, man, this is something y'all need to look into as well. Y'all write, man, y'all come up, y'all got so much stuff that y'all write. Y'all put y'all mind and thoughts, man, down in words. Have you ever thought about coming out with you a book too? Holler at Her Life, Her Right Publishing Company, man. Y'all check out the page, man. You'll see she got official work. They do official work. It's 100K. Stay jerking. I'll tell you, holler at her. Shouts out OG Harv, man. Big shouts out OG Harv. Big shouts out the Next Level DJs, man. Y'all already know we getting ready to get it in. But starting off with that, man, big shouts out to Tulane James, man. Tulane James, Slim D, Mr. Pookie on that gangster right there. You dig? So tonight, man, on this show, we're going to be chopping in a little bit. We're going to touch on a little bit about the school shooting in Oxford. You did. We're going to bring some numbers up, man, from the school shooting, you know, in the past. So we're going to be speaking on that, man. So we will be speaking on the shooting that happened in Oxford, Michigan, man. We're going to bring some, you know, numbers from the past. You dig? But we got our jerking-ass playlist, man, from the vote. I'm telling you, we getting ready to go in, too. You know what I'm talking about? And this is what I'm talking about, man. Tell your best bud, man. Right here on Chop On the Radio Network, man, this is the number one jerk portal, man. This is where you're going to get that jerking at. Remember, we got the last round of the King of Jerk competition, too, man, the King of Jerk championship, man. We got Develop from the East going up against Seisha Blanco from the West. We got to crown one of them, man. It can only be one. It's the final round. You dig? One of them going to get crowned the King of Jerk or the Queen of Jerk. Big shout out to Develop, man. He coming in from Muskogee, Oklahoma, by way of Las Vegas, by the way of Muskogee, Oklahoma. And big shout out to Seisha Blanco out there in St. Pete, Florida, man. Big shout out to Seisha Blanco, man. So y'all stay tuned for that, because the trophy, man, the trophy jerking. But that round right there, man, ain't no telling how it's going to go. You dig? But both of them that made it, they the last one, so y'all stay tuned for that. Also, man, we got that Bring Your Energy. Four-song minimum, man. You got to come with four. Nothing less than four, you dig? Nothing less than four. So you got to come with four, man. Another artist going to come. Y'all ain't going at each other, man. Y'all matching energies. It's energy matching energies, right? Coming together, man, matching that energy, creating a big of energy while gaining awareness, you know what I mean, promotion, all that good stuff, man, and airtime. You dig? A lot of people doing the verses. Salute out to that, man. But we a little different on certain things, you know what I'm talking about? So we'd rather bring y'all two together, let y'all match y'all energy, and show the world what y'all two energies can do, man. That's what it is. You got to keep it 100K or no way. You know what I mean? And we stand on that. Petty Murphy, Femo, what's good? Say, check this out, Femo. We getting ready to get it in, man. I'm on one, baby. I'm charged up, man, feeling good, man. Today was a good day. You know what I mean? Every day should be a good day. But big shout out to Petty Murphy, man. Petty Murphy and the Petty Murphy Project been grinding. Y'all know, always stay jerking with us. But Petty, check this out. We got to sauce their ass up, man, before we get off into this jerk, man. So let's go ahead and get it jerking right here, man. Chop On the Radio. This is Back to Business 65. But we can already fuck it up. Let's go.
Being what you know,
got a 400 band. You can sit down, baby, I ain't got time. Gotta make a grand in another band. Ooh, time waits for nobody. You move too slow, bitch, get out the way. Fuck being nice, money too great. Not going back to bro, that's my auto blade. Get between me and my money. Hey, yeah, that's a problem. Once bitches ain't even ready. Just don't trust them. I done been down, meaning I ain't had shit. No car, no crib. Got off my ass and I did what I did. Now I'm living how I live.
I can't stop for a throw, bitch. Get with it or get lost. Got no time to fuck off.
Fuck off.
Famo YL Dolly says, you come between me and my money. Hell yeah, that's a problem. Petty Murphy, man, Famo, check this out. I'm going to give you a four-piece, right? I'm going to give you a four-piece, man. We're going to check in with you, man, see how you feeling. You ready? Here go first one. Let's go.
DJ Rumbo on the track, baby. Tulane James tonight, train the brand. Know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. Hold up.
Hold up.
Smoke some.
We rapping on flip flops, yeah, get real. I ain't trying to bring.
Oh no, we did it. Two lanes a night train, man. We blowing up the spinach. Your girl get them, did it. So I hit it and I quit it, man. That whole pussy tight like my tissue brain is fitted. I get them off you wet like my flow when I spit it. Be the light, so something. Now I'm rolling corner, bidding in the winnings with the syndicate of smoke. And we're sipping on the thick purple liquid. I was switch town. But I'm repping D-Town, Oak Cliff, to be specific. Killer noise in Hampton, Keystone, Pope. So don't clown or get it twisted. Or get your name went down on the hit list. I promise and I guarantee you my hitters don't miss. And if I heard you right, you talking that shit, you starting to diss. But wait a minute, if you can't stand the heat, then get the fuck up out the kitchen, player. Don't start what you can't finish, motherfucker. Quit your bitching if you wanna scratch, cause you got a niche. But you ain't stopping me from my mission, so you can keep on wishing that you should listen. If and pay attention or you gon' miss it. Oh, and just in case I fail to mention, it's 19 after 4 o'clock on my watch, haters. So wait a minute.
Hold up. Like the homie Pimp C say, smoke some, bitch.
Wait a minute, yeah. We smoking live, yeah. We in this club trying to smoke some smoke. You want that pussy vibe. Wait a minute, yeah. We smoking live, yeah. We in this club trying to smoke some smoke. You want that pussy vibe. We run from nobody, yeah. Bitch, we never steal, yeah. We rapping on flip, but it just can get real. Run from nobody, yeah. Bitch, we never steal, yeah. We rapping on flip, but it just can get real.
What's going down, man? You already know who it is, man. Your boy Blackout, man. Overtime Hustle Gang music, real life music, you know what I'm saying? Right here on Top On It Radio, we out here 100K jerking at all times. East side, stand up. Hey, to sit down, man. Let's get it.
Yeah!
No!
See, I grind for the bag in real life. Get off my ass in real life. Hustling it daily like 24-7. No, this ain't no cap, it's real life. Got these haters mad in real life. They be making me laugh in real life. But they see me come up from nothing to something. It's my turn to brag in real life. Hey, real life, real life. No cap, no cap. Keep my eyes out for these fake niggas. Stay strapped, stay strapped. Real life, real life,
real life.
No cap, no cap,
no cap.
Got no time for you trying to be black. I made a promise to myself a long time ago, yeah. No matter how long it takes, I was gon' get it. Sweat, blood, sweat, tears, over 10 plus years. So you know I'm still here,
and you know I'm still killed.
And I'm blessed by the man upstairs. So you know I gotta thank him every day that a nigga say leave. Chasing the dream, trying to get to these millions. Gotta go get it for the wife and children, yeah. No time for the bullshit,
no.
Not a gangster, but I do keep a full clip. These haters be plotting and watching yourself, yeah. Waiting for your downfall, hoping you slip. So many niggas running around with these loose lips. Who still ain't hard on IG, but won't do shit. Quitting like to really get into the back, for the lights and the tags. In real life, it's all bullshit,
yeah.
That ain't your foreign you with,
no.
And that ain't your bitch in them pigs,
no.
You put the poke guns on Facebook,
huh.
Knowing your ass ain't no killer,
yeah.
To me, I came up around real shit,
hey.
They really with it, my nigga,
yeah.
They don't do no posting or no DM, yeah. They just pull up and give you your ear. Oh God, you won't find no one real. Then this San Antonio nigga, living life to the fullest, give a fuck about a hater trying to deny that I'm that nigga. Ask anybody around the city about me, they gon' say that nigga Benny needs me. Never been paid for the tennis to be hard. You really with the shit, they gon' run me again. In real life, get off my ass in real life. Hustling daily like 24-7. No, this ain't no cap, it's real life. Got these haters mad in real life. They be making me laugh in real life. But they see me come up from nothing to something. It's my turn to brag in real life, yeah. Real life,
real life.
No cap, no cap. Keep my eyes out for these fake niggas. Stay strapped, stay strapped. Real life,
real life.
No cap, no cap. Got no time for you trying to miss. Straight back, leg back.
Straight back, straight back.
Yeah, they piling in here now, Petty Murphy, man. I'm going to give you two more, man, and that's it. We're going to get to the top, baby, so I hope you go ahead and twist it up or pour your drink, Femo. Hope you're ready to get it, man, because we're about to get into it. Two more. Let's go.
$8, check, check.
I got dollars in your face like my partner's little flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got dollars in your face like my partner's little flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got dollars in your face like my partner's little flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got dollars in your face like my partner's little flip. I could make my trunk way and pop and skip.
I'm straight out of Dallas, I'm chasing salad, I'm savage, and when it come to that money, Zilla, man, gotta have it. See, I be swerving and coupe. My brown skin is the truth. Still answer calls from my ex, cause I be fucking her too. Slide slow down the street, 93 in the suite, F and N for the beat. These niggas don't want Z. Netflix in the whip, pass the blood to my bitch. Biggie smiles in this bitch, just me and my bitch. Still tipping like Slim, I roll fat, no rims. I roll them fat, no slims. I'm a boss like him. Still tipping like Mike, I mix the drink with the Sprite. Hit the blunt with the light and spit my life on the mic.
No switches. Pet cemetery tennis on my feet. I'm a G. Man, your verse is only 14 grams. I'm a key. I'm Pistol Pete. With a chopper sitting crooked in a dropper. And it's brown. Chinchilla got me looking like Chewbacca. My AC blowing cold. It's platinum, not gold. But I swear I got a 24 karat commode. I suppose most of y'all never been to Australia. Well, that's where we go. And shout out to C-No.
What you need a man for?
Look, I fell in love with that nightlife. Got a couple hoochies with sweet pussy for the right price. In college for her masters, but became a trapper. You really want them bands, but move a little faster. Don't stress about no ass, cause little booties matter. Do you know how to finesse? Just play it like it's chess. Put some D's around her neck and make the pussy wet. Sound like cat dog, she the one who said that the best. Couple Percocets just for the right price. Roll a couple woods and get your mind right. Don't reach for my chain, you will get left under that nightlight. Always play for keeps, talking cheap, but don't get blind by it. Got blisters on my hands from gripping the wheel. The Jakes follow his steps cause he live by the steel. I'm choking on this wood, sipping Patty LaBelle. I was about to turn it up, you got safe for the bell.
Tryna understand me, understand us, everybody in here. Set the bands up, baby tryna leave with me. I knew what the plan was, you and me, what you need a man for. Ayy, tryna understand me, understand us, everybody in here. Set the bands up, baby tryna leave with me. I knew what the plan was, you and me, what you need a man for. What you need a man for, what you need a man for. What you need a man for? You and me, you and me, baby, what you need a man for?
What you need a man for is what you always ask him. I've been thinking the same, you need designer fashion. You wanna be my queen, you like Alexander. I'ma shoot my shot, don't care if them hands up. That boy doing bad, he ain't got his bands up. Outside all day, he ain't got no income. Simple minded Simon, it's time to change it. Baby, I'm outside, I just parked the Brinks truck. Yeah, why would you worry now? I could change your life from that thundercloud. Put smiles on your face, you was wearing frowns. Big dog in your life, come and run it down.
Tryna understand me, understand us, everybody in here. Listen bands up, baby tryna leave with me. I knew what the plan was, you and me, what you need a man for. Ayy, tryna understand me, understand us, everybody in here. Listen bands up, baby tryna leave with me. I knew what the plan was, you and me, what you need a man for. What you need a man for, what you need a man for. What you need a man for? You and me, you and me, baby, you and me. What you
forget
need a
about your man. You just need a nigga with some bands that can take you out and fuck you in the Benz. Fucking with the boss, little baby trying to win. I just put away a 100, what's 10 times 10? I got the top down, dress blowing in the wind. I'm balling in this bitch, don't make me say that shit again. Thank God a nigga blessed, dressed to impress. Blow a bag of Neiman Marcus on the regular, I'm fresh. No sweat, no stress, that's why I run a full court press. When I see that little pussy, I'ma flex. Got a nigga like yes, especially when she come up out that dress. When I put it in, she feel it in the chest. I can move you out the project and put you on the hill. How you walk around the house wearing nothing but your heels. Forget about your man. You just need a nigga with some bands that can take you out and fuck you in the Benz. I'ma tell you what's real.
Me. Understand us, everybody in here. Lifting bands up, baby tryna leave with me. I knew what the plan was, you and me, what you need a man for. Ayy, tryna understand me, understand us, everybody in here. Lifting bands up, baby tryna leave with me. I knew what the plan was, you and me, what you need a man for. What you need a man for, what you need a man for. What you need a man for, you and me, you and me, baby, you and me. What you need a man for.
Yeah, man, we had to get y'all sauced up, man. Had to get you jerking off of here, you dig? Big shout out, man, T.S. Savvy, man. And also, big shout out, man, Bushy, Mr. O'Cliff, Tum Tum, man, and Lil Flip on that one. And also, big shout out, Tulane James, Night Train, the brand. Hey, man, we had to give you a nice cold four-piece, man. And got to say, let me check in with Petty Murphy real quick. Petty Murphy, Femo, what's good with you, man?
Man, it's been a good day, soldier. Like you said, it's been a good day. You know, Petty took a day off. And, hey, you know, I'm going to do the Petty Murphy project, especially what we're getting ready to talk about. I am going to do that, but that will be exclusively on Podbean. So just go to Podbean. If you're a subscriber on Podbean, hit follow the Petty Murphy project because I'm going to go live on Podbean. And what we're about to speak this is very, very serious, man. And it's just not... What happened in Michigan today? This is a problem. This is a big ass problem, soldier.
Right,
you want me to go ahead?
Right before, yeah.
Go ahead and get
in there, but hold on, real quick. Wait, hold on, real quick. Gotta say, man, Big shouts out, man, to Dallas Chuck T, man. Y'all make sure December, that's Friday, December 10th, 8 p.m., right here, man, on Top On The Radio Network, man. We got the man himself, Dallas Chuck T, man. And if you don't know who Dallas Chuck T is, man, I encourage you, go do your research, man. We're going to be dropping a bunch of his links on the Top On The Radio page, man. You're going to see me drop them on the Mr. page as well, so y'all can get yourselves familiar if you haven't caught wind of them yet. And for everybody that has, man, it's a treat for y'all too. So big shouts out, man, to Dallas Tuck T. Much respect, man. Like I said, when I came across him, man, I had been following for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I had been following for a minute. Y'all know how I do, man. I sit back, man. I peep real ones. You know what I'm saying? I try to link in with real ones, man. Y'all know that. We got to keep it 100K, man. We don't do no blow up. So, you know what I mean? You got to link in with real ones so you don't mix with the fucking blow up. But, you know what I mean? I have been peeping him, man, and we also follow some of the same people. And just, you know what I mean, from the music, man, and just from how he, you know what I mean, respond to certain things in a normal setting, man, they let you know people, real people, you know what I mean, or they solid people. So I reached out to him, man, you feel me? He responded back, man. So big shout out to Dallas Tuck T, man. Hey, I'm telling you, right here, live on the show, man, Friday, December 10th. 8 p.m. is going down, man. Y'all already know. Bang that line, man. Y'all pull up. It's going to be jerking. It's going to be off the rip. Petty Murphy, man, pull up, famo, man, because it's going to be a good one. You don't want to miss it.
You already know I'm going to be on it. Definitely going to be on that. Definitely going to be on that.
Big shout out.
That's telling you.
Big shout out.
You know, you did put it out there. You know what happened in Oxford, Michigan? I don't know. Do you want me to go ahead and talk about it, or do you want to go ahead and get the people rolling?
We're going to get in there, too. But let's say, man, also, too, man, y'all stay tuned, man. Y'all might have, if y'all been following the show, y'all know we've been talking about it, you know what I mean, in some earlier seasons and stuff, man. But sweet music, man, sweet music.
The life chapters
of Danny Too Good. Parkland, man. What that is a audio drama. You dig? It's an audio drama. If you're not familiar with an audio drama is, man, go do your research. Not right now, unless you can put it on speaker and go look it up, man. But we're going to be doing our first audio drama, man, stepping into that lane. This right here, the Danny Too Good Parkland, man. This has been, you know, what, I don't think almost 2 years in the writing and in the making. And I believe the people, all of us, man, we believe the people are going to have some fun with this, man, and it's going to be a cool thing. It's going to be another door knocked open. And artists, man, different people, you're going to have opportunities to be a voice characters, man. So it's just with your voice. That's the thing about audio drama, man. Audio drama is your voice, you know what I mean? It's your voice characters. You know, it's kind of like a play, but it's with your audio. You dig? So
yeah,
we're gonna get into it.
You can say like a movie.
Yeah, you can say like a movie, but it's with your audio, man. But it ain't really a movie. It's an audio drama. You know what I mean? So y'all stay tuned for that. It's called Sweet Music, The Life Chapters of Danny Too Good Parkland, right? And it is featuring Petty Murphy in that thing, man. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned and be peeping for it, man, because it's going to go down, man. Petty Murphy in that thing. You hear me? Petty Murphy in that thing.
Business is booming. Everybody.
Oh, yeah,
it's definitely booming.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, sharing that with you, Jazzy Official, Wild Dallas, and much more, man. So, you know, like I said, man. Opportunities come, man, when you work hard and people notice hard work and they notice your work. And this is what we tell people, man. Your network is your net worth.
That's real.
There's many opportunities outside of music and comedy in this business, people. That's why you have to understand it overall.
By
me being a part of this, this just adds more to the resume. And it's a blessing at the same time.
Exactly. Straight up for all of us involved too. You dig? All of us involved too, man, because you know what I mean? Some people might be, check this out. I know some people that's, you know, I'm going to say fearful of public speaking and, you know, getting in front of the camera and doing certain things like that, but want to get into certain things that deal with that. This could also be a way for you to come in. Get your, you know what I mean, you know, you're going to have a script you read, you're going to be able to do that, you know, you can kind of get in that mood, and that might help you transition into that and, you know, get your strength up in whatever you're searching for in that, help you transition to that. Like Petty Murphy said, add that to your resume, man. Acting role come up for you. You know what I mean? You done been doing certain things like this, so you got it in your system. You know what I mean? You jerking like that. You already fluent with it. Boom. You come across a movie role. Shit, you already been doing audio dramas. You done already gotten to that. So when that movie role come across you, you're going to knock it out the park. All you got to do is just put the appearance and the physical part with it. But you already got the mind state and the talking part. You already got that part already done. It's just another, you know, aspect. Y'all know what we do over here, man. But like I said, it's been in, you know, like 2 years in the making, man. And we finally, you know what I mean, everything fell right from the relaunch, Talk on the Radio. Everything lined up. So we're going to get to it. But y'all stay tuned for that. Now, man, we got to get into it, man, because, like you said, Petty, this was a serious situation, man. And it's just wild to me, man. But go ahead, Petty. I'm going to let you step back, man. I'm going to let you go ahead and open it up, Famo.
All right, Famo. As many of y'all have seen, and we have seen this way too much since Columbine in 1999. There's been another school shooting. As a matter of fact, it's the 28th school shooting in 2021. This one happened in Oxford High, outside of Michigan, outside of Detroit, Michigan, and not Oxford Township, a suburb about 35 miles north of Detroit. Three people were killed, eight were injured, including the teacher. And it was a 15-year-old sophomore who opened fire. He killed the three students, and the situation lasted 5 minutes. But what people are not understanding is that not only is this the 28th school shooting this year, this is the 651st incident this year, which at least four people were shot, whether fatality or not, according to Gun Violence Archive, with tracks mass shootings. Now, this situation, this is the 20th that has happened since August when many school kids were going back to school to in-person learning. 10 recorded shootings in 2020.
You said the 20th?
The 20th has happened since August.
That's crazy, y'all, man. Come on, this the kids, it's, man.
It's crazy. And according, during COVID-19, and this is through all shootings, 5,100 kids were shot, 1,300 killed. This is crazy. Now, at least 9 people have been killed in school shootings this year, including 8 children. 46 people have been injured. The same day in Arizona, a 16-year-old was taken into custody for allegedly shooting and injuring a classmate in a fight in a high school bathroom on Monday. According to police, the shooting occurred during the sale of a ghost gun. And the most recent death from a school shooting before Tuesday was in September when a North Carolina high school student was shot and died of his injuries, according to Education Week's tracker. Y'all, this is crazy.
Man, yeah, you know, that's wild, man.
School shootings have occurred in 19 states in 2021, with the highest number 4 taking place in Texas. Deaths in school shootings have also happened in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New Mexico, Delaware, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Louisiana.
Come on with it, man. Facts,
now,
man. None of that fake stuff, none of that. We come with the facts, man. Yeah, we come
now,
with that 100K. No blow up. We don't do no blow up, man.
No blow up.
Let's get it, man.
Now, you and I, in our generation, we didn't know anything about school shootings until Columbine. That was the first time you ever heard about a mass school shooting. And
it seems
to be happening way too much, you know, with Virginia Tech, Newtown, Connecticut, Parkland, Florida, you know, El Paso and everything else. All these shootings, especially in the schools. It's bad because you don't know,
man,
what's going on to make a kid click like that, to basically he wants to kill people. And
but wasn't
it boiled down to it.
Right. Wasn't he 15 years old, Famo?
He was 15 years old. And it boils down to this. Okay. And I've never said this on air. I've never said it on the Penny Murphy Project. I've said this on Facebook many times. Bullying is a very big problem in this country amongst kids. Where you have these incidents where you have the school shootings, where you have kids that are being bullied, not just for no being different, you know, where their sexuality, their race, you know, what may happen at home whatsoever, they commit suicide at home. And
now, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
This is a more facts for a more 100K, man, for him, man. We could throw this in there. And you know, this was updated, you know what I mean? And it came out, October the 21st in 2021. It's been updated since then, you dig? So they give you just a little quick facts, man, on regional, you know, the breakdown of regional gun violence in K through 12. It's crazy that you even got to put K in the damn conversation, man, of gun violence. Them kindergartens, man, them my babies, you dig? I had a little girl, you know what I'm saying? My boys, you know what I'm saying? I got a son that's in college. Big shout out to little Robert, man. Y'all stay tuned because my son will be coming on the show. And when he come on the show, y'all going to be like, yeah, that's that nigga son right there. Because if I don't stop him, he'll talk the whole 2 hour show. No lie, no blow up, man. You know, he got it just like his daddy. He got it honest, but that boy's smart. But he's going to be coming on, man, the show, man, and he going to be getting it in with us. But, you know what I mean? I got, you know what I mean? My daughter just turned 8. You dig? So you think about kids like that, even putting them off in the conversation of gun violence is crazy, man. So, man, they break it down through the regions real quick. With the Midwest, 73 incidents of gun violence, which resulted in 36 fatalities and 89 injuries. Deadliest incident was the Red Lake High School massacre on March the 21st, 2005, where a 16-year-old student killed 5 fellow students and 1 teacher and a security guard before he killed himself. The Northeast, 41 incidents of gun violence, which resulted in 52 fatalities and 42 injuries. The deadliest incident that happened in that time frame was Sandy Hook Elementary School. Y'all remember Sandy Hook, man, massacre on December 14, 2012, where the 20-year-old man killed 20 children and 6 adults before he took his own life. Now, in the South, it was 156 incidents of gun violence, which resulted in 103 fatalities and 219 injuries. And at that point, man, the deadliest shooting, you know what I mean? They, like I said, this one, of course, ain't on here yet. They're going to have to update that. But the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting on February 14th in 2018, where a former student killed 17 people and wounded at least a dozen others before arrested by the police. And on the west side, 90 incidents of gun violence, which resulted in 75 fatalities and 170 injuries. Now, the deadliest ones for them, as we all know, Columbine High School. So April 20th of 1999, where 2 students and an 18-year-old, 17-year-old killed 12 students and 1 teacher before shooting and killing themselves. You know what I mean? So that, you know, when you read the facts, it's like, damn, man, it's a lot of kids, you know what I mean, getting in harm's way, man, being put in harm's way. Now, one of the big things, man, that people always run to first, fam, all you did, everybody always say, well, you know, they need to put metal detectors in the school. And I watched the interview clip with the, I guess he was a fire chief or whoever, man, a spokesman with whoever the cat was on there from Oxford, right? And, you know, he kind of commented on it, but he was like, you know, I know that'll be very expensive. So he kind of threw that out there. You know how we do shit. He kind of threw that out there because he didn't really want to get into no blow-up. But he know doing that, putting metal detectors in the school, he looking at it from an aspect that he know what's going to be in that meeting. How much is this going to cost us to put metal detectors in each school? Not saying they don't need to do it. I ain't saying that. But if he thinks like that, then you got to be like, okay, well, how many of these other people in his position think like that also? But these are our kids. So what you think about the metal detector? Now, I went to a school once where they had a metal detector. Well, yeah, they had to wind us down, you know what I mean? And we went on in. And I don't think that really lasted a long time. I can't remember, but I do remember getting wind down. What you think about that, man? Because that's what's going to come up. People going to say that, well, man, they need to put metal detectors in all the schools. All right. As I said, I ain't with it and I ain't against it. You know what I mean? I mean,
they've been saying this shit since 1999. You know, they've been saying this since 1999. And like I said, Samo, it boils down to two things. Gun rights, rights to bear arms, and bullying. Because let me put it this way.
Yeah.
I ain't going to talk about the gun laws because, you know, that's just too much bullshit to talk about.
This is straight up. I feel you.
But when it comes down to bullying.
15-year-old, man.
15-year-old. It's going to come down to basically, even with Adam Lanza that happened in Newtown. I'm going to make this three, but I'm going to talk about two. It goes to bullying. Mental illness. The number one thing that they always say when it comes to these school shootings lately was mental illness. That's what even goes with the mass shootings. Out to anybody in the school. They're talking about, oh, it's mental illness. This motherfucker is crazy. Mental illness. He was off his meds.
So who you think is the first line of defense to spot that? You say you would think it's the parents, right? Is that what you're saying?
I agree with you
because mental illness is very real. So you would basically say,
yes,
the first line of defense would be us as the parents.
Exactly.
To recognize certain things that's going on with our kid. Okay. I see.
You
go ahead, Samo.
You got to figure out what the hell is wrong with your kid. You know, talk to your kid. You know,
right.
Most of these school shootings, It boils down to bullying. I mean, look what just happened down in, in Texas, where the young man went ahead and chopped the kids and basically got out on bail. He was being bullied.
I believe that was. Right, yeah.
He was being bullied. You know,
that did
Eric
come
Taylor
up. That
dealing,
did come up in the info,
yeah,
that he was being bullied. Yeah, it came up in the info.
He was being bullied. Eric Harris and Dylan Claiborne, the Columbine shooters, Trench Coat Mafia. They were out, social outcasts, and they were being bullied. This is what happened. Look what happened. You know,
and you know, you had said something earlier about when we was in school, man. When we was in school, like I remember fighting. I remember beating up a lot of bullies. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I remember beating up a lot of bullies for my partners. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just stood toe-to-toe with my partners, you know what I mean, and whooped bullies. I never got really picked on like that, you know what I mean? But some of my partners did, man. It's different schools, man. Even when I went to the private school, when my mom put me in the private school, you know what I mean? I had some of my partners that was rich. You know what I mean? You know, people on that level, man, you know, you might not be rich as this family, but you rich, but you ain't as rich as them. So, you know, they do little shit to each other and say, man, and it was a lot of time in the locker room. You know what I mean? I fought for a lot of people. And a lot of them people remember that to the day, and they remember that for the rest of their life. You did? I ain't never really been with the bullying type shit, but I've always felt like, hey, if you bring it to me, you know what I mean, I ain't gonna look over my shoulder. So I'm gonna give it to you, and I'm gonna eliminate the situation and keep on pushing, keep on working and jerking. You did, but hey, we don't spread no violence on the show, no hate on the show. I'm just saying.
No,
we get to that point.
We're just saying there's levels to this. And when I'm talking about bullying,
this is crazy
when
it comes to kids shooting, though, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I was bullied.
And check this
out,
man. My ex-wife's son in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Earlier this year, they had put out an alert because a kid, I believe he was shooting. I believe it was a shooting in Wichita. What did
you
know?
East High.
High. Yeah, okay, my son, my wife's son, my son, he go to school there. That just happened in Wichita.
Mm-hmm. It just happened in Wichita. It's very, very real. And
what you think, other people that said they need to put more, like, security in the school. Now, how would that work? You feel me? Because that's, you know what I mean? Like, I understand these. I'm with anything that's going to help keep these kids safe, man, while they go get their damn education, man. We got too many dumb people. I don't mean call nobody dumb, but we got too many slow-ass people out here, man. Them kids need their education, man.
They need, what it needs to be is this.
You can put all the security in. You can put all the damn metal detectors in. But we got some sad-ass teachers in this motherfucking world out here, too.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
There's some sad, really some sad-ass teachers that be in these schools not giving a fuck about these damn kids. And then treat these kids like they ain't shit. The same thing that goes with the parents
out to
all
the teachers that do, though, man. Big shout-out
to the parents. Shout-out to the parents that give a damn about their kids' education, want to see their kids go further. Shout-out to the teachers that want to see their students go farther, too. But there's a very big problem, and it's not only with the school system, the school district.
I want to know about this one. Where did he get the damn gun? It always seemed like somebody gave him the damn gun, or he took it from his parents. Where the hell is y'all keeping these damn guns at, man?
Right.
Is they just laying on the coffee table, or they just laying up, you know what I mean, like a trophy or something, man? Where are y'all keeping these damn guns where these kids can go get them and have access to these shits, man?
Right. And that's what people don't seem to get, Sammo, is that how are these kids getting access to firearms?
That's what we got to look at, man. And you know, you can say, man, you know, kids get into everything. Man, kids can't get into safes and shit like that, man. If you lock them, they don't know the combination and shit like
that.
They can't get off in there, man.
If you're not paying attention to your kid,
come on,
not knowing what your kid is doing, this is what ends up happening. So, yeah, parents have to take some damn responsibility for
shit. It's a lot of people that got safes. There's a lot of people that, you know, even keep little protection out in their home to protect their home that they can get to quicker than going to a safe. You did, but them kids don't know where that's at. You know what I mean? They can go rummaging and do all of that, and they ain't going to find it because they don't know where it's at. Now, if you just one of them type people that just leave your shit just out there like that, you know what I mean? You putting a whole lot of people's life at risk. You know what I mean? Because if they got access to it and they can go grab it, they mad, they emotional. Like Petty said, they sad. You got some sad. You know, whatever these kids is going through, they kids, man. They children. So they don't know how to deal with their emotions and certain things like that. And they still in that point to where they act out on their emotions and act out on their, you know, their hurts and pains and stuff like that. So if they can, they see that gun right there. And then they, you know, all this shit that's out here on the internet, man, on TV, games and stuff. So, you know, when I was a kid, man, they used to say that about the games. And I was like, man, I don't know what they're talking about, but I understand. 37 years old, man, and you know what I mean? Like I said, you know, I got three kids that's out of high school. One is in college and my baby girl, but second grade. But I understand what they're saying, because if some of these kids is going through something in their life, and that's all they've been feeding their energy, you know what I mean, is taking people out and killing people and all of that. Shit, they go and they see that gun. Them type of kids, they go grab that, they got that access to that gun. They go get that gun, and then, you know what I mean, we don't know, you know, we ain't know all the facts, because all the facts ain't came out with this shooting, but we do know it was a shooting. He killed some people, so where's the damn access at for him to get this damn gun, man?
Exactly.
Look, and then they say if he didn't get it from the parents, Fimo, say he didn't get it from the parents, right? So you ain't checking your kids' closets, you ain't checking your kids' drawers, you ain't checking none of your kids'
beds,
you ain't
doing
that
shit.
You ain't doing that shit.
Aunts, nieces, nephews, cousins, friends of a friend, you know.
Everything, man. You know how many times my mama done found my weed, man? And flush my weed, then threw my weed outside.
My mama used to check
everything.
We're going to
say medical, I'm flower, medical, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Y'all talk, hey, look, we good, medical, flower, my bad.
Medical,
bro,
flower.
Man, tripping them. Yeah,
but
medical,
what
flower.
People, but you said it right there, fam.
Ganja.
You said it right there.
Yeah.
How did you get the damn access to the gun? Don't get me wrong. Nowadays,
with the
internet and social media, it's so damn easy for a damn kid to get a damn gun. Ask Kyle Rittenhouse. How the hell was a 17-year-old able to walk around fucking Kenosha, Wisconsin with a goddamn AR-15?
And you know what? I don't even like that loser. That's why I ain't talked about that. Yeah, that's why I ain't even talked about that loser, man.
That's another topic. I talked about his ass 2 weeks ago. And I'm going to talk about his ass on stage January the 8th. But
that's what's up.
What people are not understanding is that there are so many levels onto this that what is going to be with the government, so basically what's going to be on the government and everything else too, is like, oh, the NRA and the gun laws and all this other shit. Here's what's going to fucking happen. This is always what fucking happens. It's because America has a fucking attention span shorter than the goldfish. Something new's going to happen. Something new's going to happen. We're going to forget about it until the next damn thing happens. Then we're going to talk about it again. There's going to be outpours and cries. You know, you're going to have the media at the school talking about all this other shit. But we got to keep this damn thing going.
What you think, man, what you think is one thing, what you think is, give me two things you think, man, that we as parents can do at home, man, to make sure that our kids don't have access to guns. In your viewpoint, man, from your mind, what's your, just two things, what you think, man?
Number one.
So they don't have access to them.
Number one, talk to your kids. Talk to your kids.
That's real.
Talk to your kids. Ask your kids what's going on with them. If they got a problem, don't be your kid's best friend. Don't do that. Be a parent. Understand what your kid is going through. If your kid got a problem, let your kid know that whatever is bothering them, they can come to you. They don't got to be scared. Number two. Educate your kid. If you got a gun, if you have a gun, you got the right to bear arms. If you have a gun, number one, educate your kid on two things about the gun. One, never use it. Two, learn how to use it and when to use the gun. A gun is not to be brought to school. It ain't fucking show and tell. All right, this is too fucking much that too many damn kids are dead, and this shit fucking hurts me. As much as when the police shoot unarmed black people. This shit hurts.
Yeah, because it's kids.
It's kids, man.
Like I said, I understand, I understand scrapping. You did, but when you talking about shooting up the school, man, and like you said, bullying, we understand all of that. You know what I mean? Like back in the day, you get bullied. You know what I mean? Either you're going to fight that bully. Y'all gonna jump that bully. I ain't never jumped people. You feel me? They try to jump me, but either you gonna do something like that, or you know what I mean? Your partner's name or whatever is gonna handle, man. It wasn't never you gonna pick up something, hit them across the head or something like that. They gonna leave little Johnny alone. You dig? Little Johnny had a stick that day. Little Johnny hit that ass across the head with that stick that day. You feel me? They stopped jumping little Johnny. You know, certain things like that. You know what I'm talking about? But you know what I mean? As far as shooting up the school, man, nah. I ain't never go to a school, man. It was more students, I'm going to say, losing their life from car accidents and drunk driving than it ever was from a school shooting, from what I remember. I remember a lot of kids did lose their life, man, in drunk driving, partying, weekend nights, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of kids, that type of stuff, man. But as far as school shootings, nah, man. Wasn't nobody worried about it. Wasn't nobody trying to shoot up school, man.
Yeah.
You had kids say, I do this and do this to this damn school.
But you never had it happen.
School up.
And that's how I felt, too, going to school down in Wichita Southeast. You had more kids lose their lives, like, drunk driving or, basically dying of natural causes or, like, cancer and stuff, too, than you did with school shootings. Because back in our day, it wasn't normal. Now this shit is like the new normal since Columbine.
That's what I'm saying, and it ain't that many years in between, man.
22 years.
Shit.
22 years. In the last 22 years, we have seen this shit repeat itself. We've seen the media repeat the same damn cycle, talk about it for a few days. And then when something else breaks out, then, hey, fuck these damn kids. Let's talk about this shit here.
And that's the same way with social media, too. We can sit here and be outraged and everything like that, too. And you know what? I've actually checked Facebook today, and you know what? Facebook is always the number one damn place to where the news comes on first on Facebook than it does on television.
Yeah, buddy.
I tell folks about my Facebook, man.
I look at Facebook like a circus, you dig? And this will help people understand me and how I move, man. You know, I handle my business. I handle my business, and then, you know, I have fun. And what they say, you handle your business first, man. Handle your business first, then, you know, you have your little fun or whatever. So I handle my business, man, then I have fun. But, you know, Facebook like a circus to me, right? You feel
it
me? Sometimes, you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to feed the lions. Sometimes you got to feed the elephants. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to feed the sharks. Feed the monkeys. You got to feed everything off in there, man. You know, that's just how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? So everything got a purpose.
That's
you
how
see
I look at it, too.
I look at everything got a purpose, right?
That's the thing I look at it, too.
I hate you and your feelings sometimes.
Yeah, and that's how I look at it, too. It looks like it's basically a damn circus. And here's the thing about the circus. Nobody pays attention to the real damn part of the damn circus. They only focus
that's
on
real.
The monkeys that are quite, they only fall on the damn monkeys that are roaming around and everything else too. And that's the big ass problem with social media is that people tune out what's real in front of them.
Let's say they're too busy running around with the polar bears and shit. Don't nobody want to be freezing all the damn time and shit.
Look, if I want to roll a goddamn polar bear, I'm going to go get me a Klondike bar, all right? I ain't going to get in time for this shit. When it comes to things like this, especially if it happens in your own backyard, you have to say, fuck that dumb shit. No, this affects your kid. Not only does it affect your kid, no, just psychologically, what people don't understand when kids are in that type of situation, it fucks kid people up when they go and become an adult. You know,
parents need to try to get their kids some help if they notice certain signs. And then, you know, it's a lot of parents that, you know, take them certain steps. And then, you know what I mean, certain services or whatever really just pass them off or really don't really pay them no attention, man, don't really work
with
them.
Would you think this is an
overall problem? But then, you know, you just never know, too, sometimes.
Yeah, you never know, but because with kids, especially in situations like this, we know they're noticing trouble. What's the first thing they do? They're going to take it to a therapist. They're going to prescribe some goddamn Xanax and some, Ritalin and shit. Basically, that's an antidepressant. No. Right. Kids don't need no fucking therapy, and kids don't need medicine unless it's weed. Then weed hasn't killed nobody. We have not checked unless it's been a bad drug deal in Chicago. But that's another story. But.
Yeah. You'll never hear me say anything negative about the flower.
No. I will never say anything bad about the good jelly green giant. Ever, ever, ever.
Ain't no reason to.
Therapy. Why pay a stranger thousands of dollars to sit there and talk to your kid and basically misdiagnose your kid when you, the parent, are the therapist because you gave birth to the kid? You need to be the therapist to save your money.
But you know, some people ain't always qualified, you know what I'm saying, themselves. And you got to remember too, man, just certain parents, like you said, I'll just say it like this. If you do pay attention to your, if you're not paying attention to your kids, like Petty Murphy said, like so many other people have said, pay attention to your kids, man. You know what I mean? Pay attention to them if you can. If you got that opportunity, pay attention to them, man, while they're young. They in school and that type of things, man, because it could turn sour. Things could turn a whole lot different. You did. Things could take a whole lot different in different turns, man. So pay attention to your kids, man. Teach them, like Petty said, I agree. teach them, educate them. Educate them on certain situations, man. Educate them on things that's going to be in your house that could potentially harm them, harm somebody else. And what I add to that, too, is, man, your gun safety. You mean, know your gun safety. You know, you can't, your guns can't be left out, especially if you're not in the home and your child's going to be there in the home. It can't be a point to where, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, some people say, well, hey, I leave certain things out because if something happened, I didn't taught my kid how to protect the home. I understand that as well, man. So with that being
that's
said,
the only thing you should protect is the home.
Yeah, but you got to educate them, man, on that because that's that's a tough one. That's a tough one too. That's why I said, man, anything can happen. But if you got your guns locked up, if you got your guns locked up, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then that right there can help deter your child from getting mad, going to grab to have access to that gun and using that gun to go out and kill somebody else's kids and probably, you know, or multiple kids or a teacher or whatever, man, kill somebody. So access to the gun, man, that's what I always be wanting to know, man. Well, damn, where'd they get the gun from? You know what I'm saying? How'd they get the gun so easy? You did because, man, I, and not judging nobody. I just want to know because if that's the thing, then okay, then we need to be, you know, teaching people about how to, you know, you. I know you can't force people where to keep their guns, but you can at least put the information out there on some things they can do to keep their guns secure from their children while they own guns. And sometimes, not saying these parents, but sometimes, man, it just be a lack of education type things and people forget these things. But I want to know, damn it, in this situation, I want to know, man, as the evidence come out, the real facts, where he got access to the gun at, you know what I'm saying? Because that's going to cover, that's going to play a key in everything too, like how easy was it to get the gun? And if it was one of the parents' gun, then that's going, you know what I'm talking about? But I, like I said, I understand certain things, but you got to know your gun safety. You got to know, you know, where to, how to keep it safe when you're not around and your kids is there. You got to know how to keep it safe, man. And, you know, they got tasers and things like that you could train your child to use as well. And, shit, you ain't got to buy just one here. You can buy a couple different tasers. Something happens and they hit them with them tasers and they got multiple ones, man. What they going to do? They going to be shocking the shit out of somebody. So, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, you know, calling, you know, for help and calling people. You know what I mean? You got to think smart. But they ain't necessarily just got to be a gun where they shoot to kill somebody. You got to protect your kids as well because your kids have emotions. And you know what I mean? Hey, I ain't speaking like I'm the best parent ever that stepped on the radio, man. I'm not the best parent. I'm not the best father. You dig? I did the best I could do. I did the best I do with what I knew. I think that's what anything a parent can do, you know what I mean, is try your best to teach them better than you, put them on a path that's better than yours, and always motivate them to be better than you and you know, and be the best them. Not like a challenge thing, but be better than you. You all, especially your boys. You always want your sons to be better than you.
Definitely.
Or at least, you know Definitely. What I mean? You always want them to do that, and you want them to be the best. You always want your child to be the best them. So I can understand missing certain things with your kids as far as in picking up on certain things, man, because they kids. But then, like you said, man, somebody down the line got to notice, whether it be a friend, a school teacher, lunch lady, parent, you know what I'm saying? Something like that got to, you know what I mean? Some sign or some trigger got to go off. But before all of them, you go to the parents, you go to the home, you go to the household. What's going on in the household, you know what I mean, to where, like I said, this child can get angry, boom, automatically go get the gun. Now, we're going to come right back, man. Let's take a real quick break, man. We're going to play a few songs, man, and give some of these people a time, man, to go on here and get your stuff, man. Get your medical. Y'all already know, man, it's the medical part. Get your medical breaks in, man. Everybody get ready, man. If you need to twist up, you need to dump out, roll up, pull up, let's get it, man.
Yeah. I be high, I be smoking that medical. Get you some money, bitch, that what you better do. Hating on me cause I'm 10 steps ahead of you. Open the business and generate revenue. Don't put that punk ass bitch on no pedestal. I just might eat up the beat like an edible. My face is good in the street, bro, I'm credible. I got the munchies, I'm smoking on cookies. Opportunity with her, so I took it. Mr. O'Cliffe, you can't overlook it. I'm an OG, bitch, I'm far from a rookie. I got the sack then, got the pack then. Made it back then through the night. I got whatever you want me to say. I'm talking whatever, et cetera, et cetera. I got that back in once or twice. I got that bag then, got the pack in, made it back then through the night. I want a black Benz for my wife. He got a Mac 10 with a light. They got an AK with the knife. These niggas sweet, they don't wanna fight. Real niggas, yeah, we back in the hood. White eye, we ain't rolling no wood. Your ticket low, bro, but they ain't no good. I got a Vietnamese rapping Triple G, and she put Versace on my belt. I got the clip with me, so niggas tripping. Watch how my young niggas gon' sell. I be high, I be smoking that medical. Get you some money, bitch, that what you better do. Hating on me cause I'm 10 steps ahead of you. Open the business and generate revenue. Don't put that punk ass bitch on no pedestal. I just might eat up the beat like an edible. My face is good in the street, bro, I'm credible. I got that pack in once or twice. I made it back then, dropped the track then. Made the back end couple nights. I had to shake shit up like dice. Hustle hard like Antarctica ice. I'm like Kobe Bryant with a mic. Taking out till my last flight. I got love for my niggas that's blood. I got love for my niggas that's cuz. Different walks of life, different thugs. But we getting it out the same mud. I done went backtrapping like an addict. All I do is add, no subtracting. Niggas got a stash spot in the attic. Make them bitches disappear like magic. I got to get the paper automatic. Can't go without it, Jack, I got to have it. When it come to making money, I'm fanatic. A couple pints of lean up in the cabin. Whatever I think you need, then I'ma have it. All about green dollars, that cabbage. I'ma get up off my ass and get at it. These niggas wanna sit at home and play Madden. I got $1 million money scheme. Sipping on perks, serving him green. Fresh off a 3-5 and a bean. Might put a heavy crease in my jeans. I just want more money, I'm a fiend. I just want solid niggas on my team. I drop some more money on the ring. 9 diamonds dancing on my queen. I be high, I be smoking that medical. Get you some money, bitch, that what you better do. Hating on me cause I'm 10 steps ahead of you.
Which way my life is going, it's like waves tossed by the ocean where people live in high speed. But I'm coasting through this game called life. Caught a case at 18 in the hood trying to earn some stripes. That took 7 years of my life, 2 months and 18 days. But still everything's alright. I've been regularly walking the paths of life. Now the steps I make be precious like the breath I take. No room for mistakes, people be fakers. When my world fell down, they ran out on me, leaving me lonely to survive as if they don't even know me. So I set out to face the world alone, sowing my seeds on my own strap. With a crown for the lack of love I was shown. The grudge matches to relinquish the anger with pride. So fatal as the betrayals of love once was thicker than mud. Me and my blood don't even mean a thing, cause Judas betrayed the Messiah for a touch of fame. The American dream has got a strap living blind. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide from the ghetto pain. Drifting this ghetto rain, locked in penitentiary chains. The American dream has got us trapped, driven blinded. Searching for peace off in this ghetto, we can't find it. But now we're searching for a savior to help us make a change, to free us from the ghetto pain. I can't remember the days when money was short. My family near broke, mama struggling to survive. And she got tears in her eyes, that's when I learned it wasn't no Saint Nick. Cause for Christmas, me and my brother didn't get gifts. Feeling the blues, now ghetto pain just got me so confused. What can I do when barely old enough to tie my shoes? Searching for answers, I hit the streets and found a muscle up. Who give me the game, then I became the youngest hustler. From Mississippi to Oklahoma, we came soaked up. Running these streets so deep, chasing a dream, I was up under the streets. Hustling from bread and meat. Forever losing my sleep, knowing that life wasn't created for this. I was feeling savage by my cabbage with this thugness. And in my life I learned that pressure sometimes bust pipes, but in this case it pressed a soldier for some hard time. Frustration change when I'm dealing with these ghetto pains. The American dream has got us passive and blinded. Searching for peace off in the ghetto, we can't find it. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide from this ghetto pain. Rich in this ghetto rain, locked in penitentiary chains. The American dream has got us trapped and blinded. Searching for peace off in this ghetto, we can't find it. But now we're searching for a savior to help us make a change, to free us from this ghetto pain. Ain't reached the luxuries this life gives. I'm hellbound, really stressed, definition of a ghetto child. Lord, please hear me now, I say my prayer. I made a call, no one else was, but I'm hoping that somebody's there, cause I'm still waiting on a savior, burning inside with pain so deep that I can't even cry. Pushed to the limit, my heart's cold like it flatlined. Conscious of the fact that this world will lead you out blind. And I ain't lying, I've been a witness to some pettiness. Learned on my own that what they saying is irrelevant. The American dream ain't what it seems, yet they selling it. And it's got us catching cases, getting caught up for a quick glance. Now I'm caged in hell, living my life from a two-man cell. The intrinsic value of these ghetto pains, thus I ain't getting no mail. Cause things have changed since they put me in chains. My life, my world, my everything.
Don't fuck with your partner. feel.
Don't fuck with your partner. Don't fuck with your friend. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field. Don't fuck with your partner. Don't fuck with your friend. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field.
We right back here to the chop, man, right after this, right here live on Back to Business 65. You dig, man? It's the mister. Y'all already know, man. Everything stay jerking. Keep it 100K and get that blow up out your way.
I knew you were the one for me. For you, I'd do anything. Baby, you're perfect. You show why you were. Don't nobody else with me. I swear you got all I need. That's why you find me. That's why you got that dream.
Baby, show me why she worthy, that she perfect. The way she talking to me got me thinking about murder. She been through with kissing holes on her body, bliss. And baby, real smart too. She can teach me this. And talking on smart shit, I'm blowing back, listen. Sister, half naked, we chopping on the mission. We thinking about the diss and how she sliding with the miss. Baby, got a good education and a game plan. I'm with the sisters, like a real OG, man. Smoke was in the air. I'm rubbing on the body and playing with her hair. It don't matter what go down, she always gonna be there. Show me, baby, we can get it. Make love and handle business. Eat the soldier with her, and she gon' stay committed. She don't care what happened. The mothers, they can't have me. We ain't got no kids, so sometimes she call me pappy. She love to bend it over. Yeah, back slap it, daddy.
I knew you were the one for me. For you, I'd do anything. Baby, you're perfect. You show why you're worth it. Don't want nobody else with me. I swear you got all I need. That's why you worth it.
See, I'm saying that you perfect, girl, just for me. And our chemistry seems to be meant to be. Let's take a ride, take a trip, relax back, let our minds flip. I'm digging you, you digging me. It's way past just sexually. I'm feeling you, getting into you. I can see myself coming home to you. A wife, a queen. No, I don't see in between. A life, a partner. Let's create a team. Loyalties with loyalties. We can build our dreams. I'm here, girl, and I ain't with that. I'm a king, baby, need a queen, baby. I ain't got no time for playing jack. I'm real with you, you real with me. That sounds like a perfect match. Your eyes glowing, your vibe going. Let me spend my life with that. I'm real with you, you real with me. That sounds like a perfect match. Your eyes glowing, your vibe going. Let me spend my life with that.
I knew you were the one for me. I'll do anything. Baby, you're perfect. You show why you're worth it. Don't want nobody else with me. I swear you got all I need. That's why you worth it. That's why you got that dream.
Thank you.
say, man, y'all already know, man. Y'all make sure to stay on the lookout, man, for my new song, man, featuring YL Dallas. That For Me, man, that's going to be on the Nation Project, man. So I can't give y'all the, you know what I mean, the real version, you feel me? So we had to slow that thing down a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I got to play it, man, until we put it out there, man. That's when we put it out there, man, we'll be able to jam the regular version. So if you didn't tune in before, you hear it. But let me bring Petty Murphy back on, Femo, because I wanted to get off into something as well. You still there with me, Femo?
Yes, I am, Femo.
Yes, I am.
All right, y'all already know, man, this is Petty Murphy live on the show, man, and y'all know, make sure y'all go check out the Petty Murphy Project, man. Y'all make sure y'all go check out the Petty Murphy Project as well. Now, this is what I wanted to get into, man, the relevance of radio advertisement. And you can say, take the same information into your podcast and different things like that, even with the with YouTube and certain things. The relevance of radio advertising, man, it's all about how your brain works. So in our digitally driven lives, radio advertising might seem like an outdated medium, right? But however, there's a lot of evidence to the contrary. Radio still holds a great deal of potential for brands, among other things. A well-executed radio campaign can increase awareness and convey your brand personality like no other medium. It can build customer loyalty and promote your products and your services at a lower cost than other forms of advertising, right? And they give you, man, we're going to give you some facts, man. These are the facts, and this is from the research, man. We'll give you some tips on this type stuff, man, right? So according to the Nielsen Audio Today report, man, 272 million U.S. consumers every week. More than one any other more medium. The research shows, man, that 92% of all American adults every week, more than TVs 87%, smartphones 81%, and PCs 54%. Most people listening to the radio during a typical month in the U.S., they use websites and apps dedicated to online search, social media, video, and e-commerce. These are big things, man. All right, you got your select, here it is, your radio enables selective targeting. So radio allows messages to be tailored and localized to each targeted audience. Advertisers can direct their message to a specific demographics, psychographics, and geographic areas. And around events and genres in the market, radio advertisements are tailored to a particular time of day to ensure you're reaching your desired audience at a precisely the right time, right? So say you got an album dropping or you got a hot song dropping, man, and it's online radio stations, you what FMs, it don't even matter. You should be jumping on some of these platforms, spreading the word and getting all of them up to date. Like, hey, man, I got my song dropping on Whoop Whoop Date. You dig, y'all? Make sure y'all stay tuned. You feel me? It ain't like you got to rock a whole show with people, but get on there, man, because I know a lot of YouTubers sometimes don't like you to get on their show and say certain promo and certain things like that, which, you know, is understandable. But with radio, man, certain things, you can come on and you can do that. You know what I mean? You can get that promo out there. Come on and just do them things, right? And you can say, you know, a couple different ones. Hit all of them. Hit all of them, man. Do your radio tour. Remember, we said that, and a lot of artists did that shit, and it worked good for them. Right, so your message, man, and that's the thing. You can get your message directly to them, right? So there are it's so many on air radio personalities across the country. I'm an on air radio personality. Petty Murphy's an on air radio personality. Jack the Official, that's Femo, man, he an on air radio personality. YL Dallas, he an on-air radio personality. He did Schooler. He an on-air radio personality as well, but he do the video too. You know what I mean? So, and Petty be doing videos as well. So these are personalities are also referred to as talent. You can DJs, influencers, journalists, real people, friends, and by their loyal listeners. All these type of people, you know, are subject to tune in to people's podcasts, radio stations, YouTubes, whatever it is, right? So it's all kind of people out there, man, and you never know who some of these people connected with and who some of these people got tuning in. All right, so, man, that's another thing. But radio is cost-effective. Now, when you talk about your FM stations, your price is going to go up, and you know that. But a lot of these stations like Chop on the Radio, and I know Petty Murphy Project, these you can hit these links, say you do an interview on Chop on the Radio, right? Just because you go off the show, go to bed, and wake up the next day, and then the next day, you'll still be able to hit that link and replay that show, right? It could be 2 weeks from now. You can still hit that link, replay that show. You can take that link, promo that show on your own. You know what I mean? Do a follow-up, come back, boom, hit it back again. So now the listeners over here, man, and the people that tune in to the show, they starting to get, you know, we talk about this, they starting to get more familiar about, you know, who you are, your sound, your music, your name. You know what I mean? And that's how it works, man. But you got to work. You got to work it, too. You got to do your part on your end as well. So the radio, you know, going to do their part for the people that's tuning in and listening. Try to make sure they get you in when they, you know what I mean, depending on your song stuff, they're going to try to get you in them slots where, you know, they fit, and it's the most people tuned in at that time. A lot of people jump on and off, you know what I mean, platforms, they tune in for a little bit, and then, you know, something might happen, they got to jump off, and you got them people that stay on the whole time. You have people that come in late. You got people that stay in early. You dig? So certain times, this is real shit, man. A lot of people ain't going to put you on that type of game. So certain people play certain music at certain times. You know what I mean? And when they feel like, okay, man, I want to break this song to the most people I got, the thick of the moment on the show, the thick of the numbers. So when they see them thick of the numbers, you might hear them say, okay, we're going to take a break real quick. Boom, slide that song off in there because you reaching, you right there at that moment, you reaching the most people, or you feel like you got enough people in there that you can break that material to where widespread of people can hear it. It's some real game type shit, man. A lot of people don't break it down like this. You dig? So, you know what I mean? That's why a lot of people have intro music and stuff like that, man, because you catch on to it. You know what I mean? It's catchy. And, you know, you start associating that with them and that show. Same thing with your music, man. Same thing with your music, man. People play it in certain positions, man, because if they trying to break it, a newer song or whatever, they're going to play it when the most people tune in. And that's what you can do also with, like, internet radio and podcasts and stuff, too, like that. You can get in the playlist. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about not getting in the playlist in primetime hours. You're going to get in the playlist at primetime hours. Almost, I know here and other shows as well, but I know almost every time we go on, at our normal hours, like say from 8 to 10, is prime time hours. So you got, that's prime time hours with Blog Talk Radio. So that's the hottest times and the most times that people are tuning in to shows on the Blog Talk Network. Prime time hours. Okay, your cost effectiveness. All right, that's what we was getting into, your cost effectiveness. It's going to be cheaper on your pockets too for you to work with, say, podcasts, internet radio shows and things like that, man, than it is it's going to work for, you know, to your FM stations and those type of things, which it ain't going to really hurt your pocket working with them. Not saying they, you know, they cheap and you ain't paying them what they worth, but the thing ain't going to hurt your pockets like that. You know, they got their price and it is what it is. But that's another thing to look at it for too. But it can help with your brand awareness, depending on how you pushing it, how you pumping it. If you running a month-long campaign and you got a certain particular brand that you want pumped, and you go on the radio, I didn't done it. You feel me? When I was in Vegas, man, when I was on the radio show out in Vegas, I never really got to talk, but every time I would come on, man, you know, sometimes I would drop certain things about, you know, us and shout out, you know, Famo Nation, the team, and certain things like that. Well, so that's why all people start remembering. You know what I mean? Until I actually got to start talking. But that's what a lot of people still remember. That's Famo Nation. That's Famo Nation. Famo Nation. That's what they heard. That's Famo Nation. And that's what it is. So it's just different things like that, man, you could do when you check in and stuff, man. But radio is also anywhere, anytime type of platform. Anywhere, anytime type of platform. That's what I was just saying about the replays. Some radio stations, man, run 24 hours. They have a set that runs 24 hours. Some people come on for 2 hours. Some people come on for 4 hours, whatever it is. Some people got segments, you know what I mean? And then, boom, it's another show, and they might just got that hip-hop segment or that rap culture segment where only a few songs get played in that segment, you know what I mean, or whatever the case may be. So it's a lot of them that you can touch that you can have your material out there and that can help grow your base. But it's all about how you work them and all about how you jerk them. You dig? And once you do that, and if you do it right, man, it help grow awareness, help spread awareness, especially with, you don't know, like I said, you don't know where that radio list, that podcast radio, so those type of platforms, you don't know where they listeners, you know what I mean, are. You might have a listener right in your city. You might have a listener in a couple cities away or in a whole different state next to yours. Or and then, boom, you might hear have an artist that hear you want to work with you and collab. So what that do, that's bringing two different bases together. That's putting you in their base and them in your base. So it all works out one way or another depending on how you work it and jerk it. And then if that's what you looking for. If you looking for, because we all know it's good, you know what I mean, good collabs work. We talked about that, and it helps you spread awareness because it helps you get in each other's markets.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. So,
yep.
So you're live, you get your live, they got, you know, live broadcasting, you get radio promotion and advertising. You know what I'm talking about? You get, and if you want your, you know, promotion, all you, sometimes with the script writing, if you tell a radio host or radio personality, hey, man, it's my business, and you give them really the basic information of your business, or if you got a sale of the month or whatever's going on, they'll write a script and they'll do a audio drop for you for that business or create you one or whatever you did. But if you're a business, remember we talked about this, about getting you a jingle. You know what I mean? That jingle is not only going to be played on your YouTube and all of those type of things, but you also want that jingle on radio stuff too. You want them on your radio platforms, your podcasts, and your radio shows, right? Your jingles, man. Y'all business owners, get your jingles up, man. Like we talked about the effectiveness of the jingles, and they said from the research, man, the active research, the facts, not none of that blow-up shit. Now, none of that alleged blow up shit, alleged and all that. No, straight facts, man. They said that them jingles is still working for people to this day, man, and the percentage is at a high rate, you dig? Get you a jingle. Get that jingle going. And, yeah, you might want to put it on the FM station, the big station. That don't mean don't put it on the internet stations and podcasts and stuff, too. Man, get all that shit, right? Get all that shit. Get yours, baby. You hear me? Get yours. Cool. I'm getting ready to holler at the Famos to put us an official jingle together for Chalk on the Radio. We had one. YL Dallas did the first one. YL Dallas always knocks him out. YL Dallas, shouts out Famo. He did the first one, man. Mr. Exclusive on the production. He did the first one. You know what I mean? And we jamming that thing forever. But them jingles, get them jingles, because them jingles is going to get played on your radio. Even if you looked at, and you know what? This is crazy. Y'all know us, man. We're 100K, this Jerk King shit. Even if you a record label or you a artist, comedian, a poet, why you can't have a jingle that jingle draws people to your music or to your shit? Think about it. Just because it's businesses that do it don't mean artists can't do it or record labels can't do it or poets can't do it. Think what that would do. If it worked for big business, think what that, or promoter, radio shows, all that type stuff. If you had a jingle for Petty, come on, man. What? Tell me this. Name me one artist you know that you didn't work with that got their own jingle.
The artist that I have worked with that I know that has done jingles. The only one that
not done jingles, has they
own
jingle. Like they own jingle right now, got their own jingle right now.
Outside of the Famo Nation, none. That I can think of. None.
Yeah. And see that's what I'm saying. So boom, any artist listening? Poet, spoken word artist, anything like that, man, get you a jingle. And with that jingle, we broke it down. You want to be crafty. You want to be catchy. You know what I mean? You want to make it done right. Don't just be sloppy, but you want to make it done right, man. Be catchy. Be, you know, smooth with it. It can be funny, however, but, you know, make it be catchy, man. And put that thing out there, man, and pump that thing. Pump that thing. You know what I mean? Then, you know, different things can sprout off of that, but pump that thing. Pump that thing, man. They telling you from the research that it works, and it still works, and at a high rate. So why not do it? Like I said, man, I'm going to get with the famos. We're going to try to get us a damn jingle going on. You did, for real. And like you said, where you going to place that jingle at? The one of the mm-hmm. most effective places you going to place it, you should place it, is on a radio show. Because if you mm-hmm. got a promotion package with that radio show, right, and then you can say, okay, well, man, this is what, you know what I mean, this is what I'm coming out with. Now, that radio show going to promote it, can promote it every time they come on the show. Every time they do a show, they can promote it. You feel me? That's what they might tell you. Hey, man, every time we come on the show, I promote it. You know what I mean? And it's in the advertisement and, you know what I mean, on their social media sites or their websites. They might say that too. So you get it constant. It'd be a constant running. You off doing your own thing. You know what I mean? You might not tune mm-hmm. into every show. You might not tune into every show. But, you know what I mean, at least you know that part of getting it out there is out there. And with the online world, what we living in, why would you not want a person from Germany, Shasat Germany, the UK, Shasat UK, Brazil, Shasat Brazil, France, Italy, Africa, Uganda, Colombia, Mexico, Canada, I mean, Australia, China, Japan. We keep going on and on, you did. We keep going on and on. Why would you not want a person like that to start getting familiar with you to where it makes them want to become your fan and go stream your music or go check your videos out or go do whatever it is that you're doing, buy your product online where you're shipping it to them? It's all about how mm-hmm. much you put in, the thought you put into these platforms and how you want to work them and jerk them, man. But you can work them, you can use them for your brand, man, and get popular. I still got a lot of, you know what I mean, people that tune in to Chop on the Radio that was from Vegas, that was tuned, you know, from that show, that was following me on there, man. They follow Chop on the Radio. Shouts out to all them as well, too. Because, you know, that wasn't even my show that I was on when I first got in the radio and got in, you know what I mean, putting the game really, really taught what it was. And, you know, I had already wanted to get into it. I ain't going to say didn't talk what it was, cause I already knew what radio was. You know what I'm talking about? But really just, you know what I mean, motivated me and inspired me to go ahead and do it, really. But, yeah, man, so that's the just a little short, man, on radio promotion, man, and benefits that you could do with that. You know what I mean? I know a lot of artists, man, you know, I reach out to, just like we do with polls, man. It's a lot of artists and stuff I reach out to, man, in their inbox, ask them certain questions. I don't never tell nobody name, man, unless they tell me in that action and in them situations. Yeah, man, go ahead, man. Tell them I said that. Then I'll say their names. But even with the polls, man, big shouts out to everybody, man, that votes on the polls. We put another poll up out there, man, and the question was basically about, you know, if you feel like a woman co-host going to talk on the radio or bring a more diverse show. You feel me? Big shouts out to the famos, man, too. So a lot of people, yeah, everybody said yeah. Everybody so far voting yeah. Everybody so far voting yeah, man. So that's kind of what, you know, I know that's kind of what I was feeling and stuff too. So we're gonna do some looking, man, and we're gonna try to find us a woman co-host that fit this jerky, you dig? So y'all stay tuned for that, man. Y'all stay tuned for that. That's going to be big, man. I got a couple in mind, but how, Femo? Did you catch the mix though on that for me though, man? You catch that mix?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. That was jerky.
Yeah, man. So big shout out, man. Like I said, YL Dallas, big shout out, Mr. Exclusive. Y'all already know, man. But Raider Factor, big shout out, Raider Factor. Much love, man. All prayers out to Raider Factor, man. A real one, man. Y'all know, just keep him in your prayers. You did. That's famo. You fighting, you know what I mean, strong. I got
check. Definitely keeping me, you guys, in prayers, y'all. You know, I'll be visiting Wichita January the 8th, and, you know, I want to see him perform live, man. On some real talk, though, you know, because he's famo for real, though. And that was one of, you know, many people, you know, that reached out to me with the whole BS with Teddy Fest and thing with them, which, by the way, we got a threat from somebody saying they're showing up in the show. Look here, I want to say this on here on the air, and I'll get the link and I'll send it to this asshole.
straight the fuck up. Don't come to fucking Wichita to basically try to start some shit that's basically between me and you. That's blow up. Don't come to Wichita. But business we got to handle, we handle. But when I told people, Famo, and I told you this last night, when I got to deal with family issues such as my mom almost dying on her damn deathbed before Thanksgiving, and you blowing me up about some damn slot fee that we can basically put towards a future show because you couldn't go to Vegas, but I have other shows you can do, but you want to act like a complete asshole and disrespect my wishes, yeah, you get blocked. But don't come to fucking Wichita. That's all I have to say on that one. But on the real talk, on the lighter note,
I see.
Raider Factor needs y'all prayers and love and support, everybody. So, hey,
pray for this man.
This man is fighting something that is very deadly. We're not going to get into that. But it's very deadly.
Right,
he's running to his family. And he's a good damn brother, man. And, you know, he's a soldier.
Yeah, he
and he's famo. He's famo.
Yeah,
and we look out for our on the real. So January the 8th, I already have a contingency plan in. Either way it goes, I want you to come out to not only support Raider Factor, not only support myself, Chop on the Radio will be in the building, but come out and support the entire show at Peerless. You know, come on out, have a great time. You know, this might be one of the final shows I do in Wichita. You know, I'm making a transition, everybody. So, you know, you ask for it, Wichita. I'm going to give you what the hell you want on January 8th. So come on out, get those tickets now before they go up at $50. Well, it's going to be $50 at the damn door. Ain't got that way, so it doesn't matter. There's $10 at the door.
Now
I got a special going on. Buy one, get one.
Y'all make sure y'all check it out, man. Go get them tickets, baby. It's going down. You dig it at 316 with the Talk Candy Stand Up, man. Ooh, it's lovely, man. It's lovely. But, yeah, man, Femo, you know, check this out. We talked about radio, right? We talked about radio, man. We got to keep it 100K, though. And we got some information for the podcast and the ways that, you know, the benefits. You know what I mean? Of promotion on there, man. If we got time, we're going to get into them, you dig? But we got to get into this track real quick. So we're going to take a real quick break, slap you inside the head, and we be back, baby. Let's go.
What's jerking, Famo Nation? This your one and only AL, a.k.a. Al Pacino, with the drop representing Drippy Clouds. And you can hear our music in rotation on Chop Phone and Radio, where it's 100K, stay jerking. You heard?
New era ENT AL, AKA Al Pacino. Real niggas don't count favors and enemies. We count blessings. When money is the root of all evil, never cross the fellowship. Shout out Drippy Clouds, Nico the Don. Loyalty over royalty, nigga. Since young and I've been thinking, working, grinding, fucking up, scuffing out my sneaks. Flow hot like fish grease, jumping off the porch, landed in them streets. I've been fucked up, been stuck, still stuck up in them streets. Playing in them streets, gotta play for keeps, cold world, you gon' need a fleece. Jesus peace, still hanging, still praying, still loaded, gripping on the piece. Buzzing in my city, got the city, bugging like black and yellow, boom for peace. If I'm solving, then I see my niggas in, swear my niggas better split a piece. So I fuck around and turn into that big dog with a bunch of fleas. I've been a beast, no, I've been a beast, been a dog, waiting, jumping out the leash. Got it on my own, made the block my home and I ain't even have to sign a lease. Young nigga worth a couple keys, kicking down doors, fuck a couple keys. Talking cheap, really worth Alicia Keys. Talking money over Swiss beats. They ain't talking money, talking beats. I ain't even smile like the bitch I'm on the lease. I keep a gun, I like my nigga fees. Just to live, gotta pay a couple fees. Young nigga preach a money speech when a nigga speak worth 100 P's. Long digging that needle, dripping aquafina like the water overseas. I talk it, I live it. Fuck around, call up the plug, go fuck on the ticket. Fuck on the wanna go get it. Set up the shop in the block for the lick. I gotta go hit it, I gotta go hit it. Put to the limit, I do what I done it. I did it, you get 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 it,
Can it be live? You know Lil Juice made it.
Big ass chain around my neck, so these niggas know I'm rich. And I don't need shit but the dick. Big ass stack in this purse, so these niggas know I'm working. I'm holding this Glock in my Birkin. Niggas got a whole that L trying to come for my pen. I'm really finna make another M. Now tell me how the fuck I'm in the wrong if I don't want the nigga and he still ain't fucking with the bitch. I be working, I make moves in silence. Hoes might never like me and I'm fine with it. Nasty, I'm a real nigga fantasy. I'll drop dead for a broke nigga, handle me. Do say, this rich bitch energy. Y'all little hoes still drinking that Hennessy. Messy, and I'm sick of y'all trying it. Bitch got seats, but ain't never finna buy shit. Sorry, hoes hate me cause I'm the it girl. I ain't never asked to be the shit girl. Don't call me sis cause I'm not your sister. You really need to come and get your mister. Seen all my ops linked up in the picture. Everybody look busted, injured. Stalking my page, bitch probably want a scissor. Out in her mouth like I kissed her. I be working, I make moves in silence. Hoes might never like me and I'm fine with it. Nasty, I'm a real nigga fantasy. I'll drop dead for a broke nigga, handle me. Do say, this rich bitch energy. Y'all little hoes still drinking that Hennessy. Messy, and I'm sick of y'all trying it. Bitch got seats, but ain't never finna buy shit. Bad bitches running my pack, gang shit. Cartier Frank spot a bitch on some lame shit. Broke niggas all in my way, clear em. Chains ain't making no noise, ain't big enough. Wildin' on a boat on an island. When I throw it back, better make em throw the tile. I got a nigga, but I don't need one. He fuck up, I'ma have my fun. T-Cub, I can fit a bitch in my purse. Which one of y'all wanna go first? Spicy, ain't a bitch y'all built like me. I run shit, probably how I gotta do with Nike.
Beefin',
you just mad we ain't speaking. And I'm the one that put the roof where you sleepin'. Phony, I don't need no new homies. I'm the reason all of my ops ain't homeless.
Yeah, we gonna start away. Hey, if you ain't got your drop and your music playing on any other radio show, nigga, that shit blow up.
Yeah.
Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You ain't low up, we all know that. Low up, we all know that. Ain't low up, we all know that. Ain't yo. Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You ain't low up, we all know that. Low up, we all know that. Ain't low up, we all know that. Ain't yo.
Why this nigga talking like he been at? We know who you really are. You ain't never seen it. You can say I'm on one, I'm out my mind. I just do not fuck with you, don't got time. Say I keep it player, yeah. Fuck it, man, I hate it, yeah. You must think I'm loco, can't you sense destruction, yeah. I've been on my chill shit, catch my vibe. Never let me tell these niggas, get shit right. Keep it 100K, it's all I ask. You don't, we on your ass. Get a pass, my foot stay on the cast. That blow up gon' get you in trouble. Ain't no need to lie, bitch, save it for your mother.
Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You ain't low up, we all know that. Low up, we all know that. Ain't low up, we all know that. Ain't yo. Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You ain't low up, we all know that.
Pop the clutch, so I'm working. Keep that blue up, we don't want it. Buy a bottle, y'all can pull it. Bought some greenie, y'all can roll it. Yeah, we on it, man. And we know that ain't cute. Nah, I'm used to making moves. We was doing it back in school. Yeah, we on it, man. Femo Nation be the crew. Elevation, levitation, something I've been on since the youth. Yeah, we on it, man. Start calling me the juice, running touchdowns from the shoot. I ain't playing about my loot. Keep a thing to make them scream. From they shoulders to they boot. Making moves is what I do. 100K and that's the truth. You can't do it like I do. You ain't got it like I do. Hear me out, hear me out. Get that blow up out of you.
Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You ain't low up, we all know that. Low up, we all know that. Ain't low up, we all know that. Ain't yo.
Go get it if you want it. Come get it if you want it. Come get it.
call it a vibe, but you thrive. Tell them rich.
It's so big, it's so high. Can't comprehend this love, will blow your mind. Now it goes hard, it goes in. More than a mother, father, brother, sister, or your friend. You can't find another like me. Look around the world and then you'll see that no other love is higher, better than you'll ever know. In case you don't know, no one can love you like I do. No matter what, I'll always be around. No one can love you like I do. No matter what, I'll always be around. Don't cry, I'm on your side. Oh, I can't love you like I do. And if you're thinking that nobody,
man, you can't just play just one Razor Curse song, man. Say, man, Teddy Murphy, go ahead, man.
Yep,
give me your links, man. Give me your links before we get up out of here, man.
Hey, the Teddy Murphy Project. You know where it's at. Follow on Instagram at the Teddy Murphy Project. Facebook.com/the Teddy Murphy Project. Y'all already know what it is. I'm going on Podbean in a little bit. And also, too, get those tickets. Most Hated Homecoming, January 8th at Peerless. I'm Teddy Murphy, and I approve this message.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Say, check this out, man. Y'all already know. You can hit us up, man, in our email, chop on the radio at gmail.com. All songs gotta be MP3 format, WAV format, man. But you contact us and we'll give you the info to proceed from there when it comes to music placement and booking like that. Also, man, y'all remember December 10th, man, live on the show, 8 p.m. We got Dallas Chuck T, man, right here on the show, live December 10th, 8 p.m., man, Central Standard Time, man. So y'all make sure y'all tune in and check us out, baby. To Eddie Murphy, salute, man. Shout out, man, to the Famos, man. Shout out Famo Nation, the whole nation. Shout out to Dirt King. Shout out Top on the Radio, man. Network System Team, baby. We got a lot coming, man, so y'all stay tuned. Till next time, we out.
Don't go away, no, don't go away.